one of the things that struck me about the anxiety side of things is there is teaching that talks about the memory being a stomach, and then you have all this focus here on memory and spirits operating into memory. So undigested food or partially digested food or something that hasn't been integrated, that's like an aspect of truth without good. So it could be these ideas of a spurious and false conscience and things like that that spirits get hold of and play havoc with our state. So things in our memory from the word that we haven't worked with or have neglected to work with can form a basis for feelings of guilt or just general states that spirits are able to use those undigested things. Our sense of responsibility, even this, while seeming externally a good thing, has internal elements that aren't necessarily good. And I just wondered about how that so easily switches across to some form of false conscience or maybe a spurious conscience, I don't know, but there are different forms of conscience, and a sense of responsibility can be a debilitating thing as much as it can be an empowering thing. So it just depends on what's active in the state, I guess. So there is always a need to let go of our own agenda and to be reflective on our motives. Wanting to do the right thing and have a good outcome doesn't justify seeking to dominate a situation. The beauty of that kind of thing arising is that it can be a trigger or reminder to come back to the Lord and to what really matters eternally. Also, that we need to make a conscious effort to prioritize what strengthens our sense of spiritual life and brings the presence of the Lord near. It was kind of the Mary Martha situation where there's always a heap to do in the external world, but that can all be transformed if we take the time to become more conscious of the inner world, and that is where our true strength is drawn from the Lord, to the point where those things that are often points of frustration can be transformed and be done with joy.